إن الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وفرز أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنها وصية الأولين والآخرين. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, to fear Allah, to be conscious of Him, to be aware of His punishment. For indeed this is the advice to those of the past and those to come later on. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the coming of the summer. The coming of the summer is an opportunity for each of us to reflect and to thank Allah for the great blessing of time, the blessing of life and health and free time. It is upon us to take advantage of our time in the summer. We should fill our time with acts of worship and ibadah and obedience to Allah. We should use this time to do what is beneficial, what is nafi, in the dunya or in the akhirah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Jabir radiallahu anhu, one of the Sahaba, he narrates a tradition as was collected by Imam Hakim and authenticated by Ibn Hajar, in which he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, إِلْ غَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ إِغْتَنِمْ, take advantage of, seize the opportunity of khams, five things before five. What are these five things that the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about to take advantage of? First, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَمِكَ. Shabab, your youth. Take advantage of your youth before you become elder, before you become old. Youth, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is a time of energy, a time of freedom from responsibilities that those who are older have. So when one is young, they are filled with energy. And this energy, these emotions, and this youthful energy can be channeled into something good and beneficial that can bring great reward in the akhirah. This youthful energy that the young people have in the free time and the lack of responsibility from worldly concerns, that can be channeled and used to gain great advantage on the Day of Judgment. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, from the seven people who shall be shaded under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, shabun masha'a fi ta'atillah, a young man, a shab, a young youthful person, who during his youth, he grew up obeying Allah, ta'atillah. In spite of all of these youthful emotions and ideas that sway many of the youth away from obedience to Allah, that young man, he decides to use his youthful energy to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that reason, Allah will shade him under his throne on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, when there will be no shade other than Allah's shade. So the youth, take advantage of your youth. And shab in Arabic comes from shabba, which means to have energy. And although some ulama, they said the age of shabab is up to 30 years old, some of them said up to 40 years old. However, the meaning of shab is that the one who has energy, the one who is youthful, who has energy to do things. So each and every one of us, we can take a lesson from this reminder of the Prophet ﷺ. Take advantage of this youth, of this energy, before we become elderly and unable to act. We lack the energy and the ability to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do things to the world. Number two, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, take advantage of sihhatika qabla saqamika. Take advantage of your health before you become saqim, sick. Take advantage of the health of your body before you become sick. How many people do they think about the body, the limbs that they have? Do they use it to obey Allah or disobey Allah? When our hands and our tongues and our legs become disabled, we will not be able to use them to worship Allah Ta'ala. But when we think about this blessing, this ni'mah of life, of health, Allah gave us health. He gave, made our tongues and our hands and our feet and our eyes healthy. Do I use my eyes, now that they are healthy, to obey Allah, to look at what is halal? Or do I use it to disobey Allah? Do I use my tongue to speak good of others and to say truth and righteous things? Or do I use my tongue to lie and to deceive and to use to say words that are hurtful and harmful to others? The health that Allah has given us is a blessing, is a ni'mah. And in order to show shukr to Allah, we must use it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a blessing we must reflect upon. Every limb of our body that is healthy, even our minds that Allah has made sound and healthy so that we can think. We should use our minds and our eyes and our hands and our limbs to please Allah Ta'ala and to do that which will earn us reward on the day when we will be in the most need of reward. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued in this eloquent hadith. He said, take advantage of ghinaka qabla faqarik. Ghina, your richness, your wealth, before you become impoverished. Take advantage of your wealth, your richness, the provision that Allah has given you, before you become impoverished. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the wealth that Allah has given us is an amana, a trust. And we must fulfill the trust that Allah has given us. When Allah blesses us with some risk, some money, do we spend it in a halal? Do we spend it in a way that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala? Do we give the right due that is due to our families, those that are under our responsibility? Do we spend that money to fulfill the right of others that we owe money to, or those that work for us? Do we use the money to pay the zakah that is due upon us? There will come a day when we have no riches, no money. Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. People will say, I wish I had sent forth some wealth, some money, some good deeds for my true life. The true life which is in the life to come. So take advantage of this richness that Allah has given you by spending your wealth in what is haram and fulfilling the right of Allah upon you and fulfilling the right of others upon you. So take advantage of that riches and give thanks to Allah and have shukr to Him for the blessings that He has given you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued and he said, وَاخْتَنِ فَرَاطَكْ قَبْلَ شُغُلِ. Take advantage of your free time before you become busy. What a blessing time is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time in the Quran wal-'asr, and He swears by things to show their importance and to draw our attention to them. Your free time, the time that Allah has given you, shall, if it is gone, it will never return. We have a very limited amount of free time each day. So how do we use it? Do we use our free time to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To watch what is haram, or to speak ill of others, or to harm others, or to go to places that haram is taking place, or listening to what is haram? Or do we use that time? The wise person, he uses that time instead of wasting it away until he can never get it back. He uses that time to earn reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beneficial things. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ishris ala ma yamfa. Be eager, be hasty to that which is beneficial for you. So the wise person, he does not let his days go by and gracefully without goal, without purpose, without planning. And as Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, use these hands for good before they use you for evil. Use your hands, make them busy in something good. And this is especially important for our youth in the summer weeks and months. Use your hands for good before they use you for evil. So time is a great blessing, beloved brothers and sisters of Islam. And as Hassan al-Basri, he reminded us, he said, O child of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. Every day that goes by, part of you perishes. O child of Adam, Hassan al-Basri, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the great tabi'een, the companions of the Sahaba, he said, O child of Adam, this applies to every human being, child, mother, father, youth, Muslim, non-Muslim, every human being, you are nothing but a number of days. That's all we are in this world, is a number of days. Every day that goes by, part of you leaves you, part of you cherishes. When all the days run out, that's it. Life is over. So he's reminding us, radiallahu anhu, Hasan al-Basri, to take advantage of these days before they're gone. Before we reach a day when we can never go back. And the greatest regret will be on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that people would wish to go back and do good deeds during the time they had in this world, but there will be no going back. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَاخْتَنِمْ فَرَاطَكْ قَبْلَ شُغُرَكْ. Take advantage of your free time. And here now in front of us is the summer months. Perhaps many of us have some days off in vacation. Many of the youth are free from the responsibilities of school. Take advantage of these days. Take advantage of them. Use them to earn and benefit yourselves, either in this world on something beneficial that will bring you good in this world, or that which will bring you great benefit and happiness on the moment to you. Wasn in Palavra publishing. And take some time out from your work. Work, there's never an end to work. We all can always add more and more of work. No matter how much a person earns, he can always want more or to get more from his work. So one has to set a limit to the amount of work they do and set aside some time, some balance in their life, so that they can use that time to earn, to benefit their soul, to give life to their hearts by getting closer to Allah, by learning, by worshipping Allah and remembering Him, and getting closer to Him. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And take advantage of your life for them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we reflect upon the blessing of life, the blessing of life, some of the physicians, they say that the heart, within the heart is a certain chemical, or a certain material, that if it were to change even the slightest bit, one way or another, too much or too little, one will die instantly. The heart that Allah keeps beating at every moment, every heartbeat is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Do we give shukr to Allah for this life that He has given us? Do we realize the precious nature of life in this world? So that we thank Allah for it and we do not use it for His displeasure. Who is it that gives us every breath? Who is it that gives us every heartbeat? Then how is it that we use this life in something that is displeasing to the one who gave it to us? So take advantage of this life before the day comes when the angel of death will come to us. And if the angel comes, the time that Allah has prescribed for each and every one of us, they cannot put it away even a moment. When that moment of death comes, and it will surely come to each and every one of us, we cannot put it away even a moment. Give me an hour to pray 2 rak'ahs or to make up my fajr prayer that I missed. Give me an hour to make up for all the relationships that I broke and all the ill things that I sent to others. No. The angel of death does not go back. So this time that we have in this world, the Prophet advises us to take advantage of it before death comes upon us. And I close this first khutbah, beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, with a reminder of the words of Umar radiallahu anhu, as was narrated by Imam Ahmad, in which he said words of advice that deserve to be memorized and repeated and taught to one another. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take yourselves to account before you are taken to account. What does it mean, take ourselves to account? It means checking on ourselves, looking in the mirror, so to say. Have I fulfilled the rights of Allah upon me? Have I given Allah His due right from the 5 pillars of Islam, the fasting and prayer and zakah, hajj, fasting? Have I given Him His right in terms of attending the prayers and being on time, having khushu' and not delaying them? Have I given Allah His right by spending everything that is pleasing to Him and not spending on what is forbidden to Him? So this is a check that each and every one of us must do when we realize, when we see the changes in the seasons and the coming of years and going by, passing with the wind. We should take a moment to stop and reflect. Pass and do. Hold yourself to account. Count up your good deeds and your sins, your shortcomings, and work on reducing the shortcomings and increasing the number of good deeds. Passing, just like we take an account from our work or our business, and we see how much we've earned at the end of the day. Should we not do that for our relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Shouldn't we add up and see where we are in our relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Do our shortcomings outweigh our good deeds? If we do it now, it will be much to our advantage before it is done for us on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah as you should be feared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, and let every person look at what he has sent forth for the morrow, for tomorrow, for the final day. These two pieces of advice that Allah Ta'ala gave us, ittaqullah, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let every soul, every nafs, look at what it has sent forth for tomorrow. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. So the believer, it is upon us one to reflect at the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, and number two, to use those things to earn for tomorrow, to earn for the Day of Judgment. We have to reflect upon what Allah has given us and use it for tomorrow. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا إِبْنِ آدَمْ حَتَّى يُسْأَلُ عَنْ خَمْسَ. The two feet of the child of Adam, they will not move until he is asked about five things. The feet will not move. And what is this referring to? On the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the person will not be able to go to his destination. If he wants to enter paradise, he will not be able to go to it, if that's his destination, until he's asked about five things. And the same for those who are destined for the fire. They will be asked about these five things. The first, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Hayatuk fima afna. Your life, where did you use it up in? What did you use your life for? This is the first of these five things that we asked about before the feet move and the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Your life, what did you use your life for? Each and every one of us, we should ask ourselves, what did I use my life for? Did I use it busy in collecting and accumulating and piling up the things of this world? Or did I use it to teach and benefit my children and raise them on Islam and keep them on the faith? How many people, they destroy their lives chasing after some worldly goal to achieve some status in worldly terms. And then in the end, he looks back at his life and regrets. He looks at his children and how they lost their faith. He looks at how much evil he's done in order to accumulate and achieve that goal. This person will certainly regret. the tree that you need, giving up the world of the next life to this life. حياتُكَ فِيمَا أَفْنَى. Where did you use your life on? What did you do with your life? Number two, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, شَبَابُكَ فِيمَا أَبْلَى. Abla, your youth, where did you wear it out? Just like a robe or a thobe is worn out. Where did you wear out your youth? Was it doing haram, listening to music, going to haram places, chasing after worldly enjoyments? Or did you use your youth in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then number three and four, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mal, wealth, Ain al-Kasabah, where did he earn it from? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. And where did he spend it? The wealth that we earn will be answered on the Day of Judgment. Where did you earn this wealth from? Did you earn it by selling liquor? Did you earn it by selling what is haram? By cheating people? By deceiving others? Did one earn it in a forbidden way, or did they earn it through a halal means? And halal rizq has the barakah, the blessing, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. A little of halal is more sufficient than a lot of halal. So the wealth, every dollar we have in our pocket, we will be asked about, where did you get this wealth from? And then Allah Ta'ala will ask us, where did you spend it? Even if we earn it from halal, did you spend it in halal? Or did we spend it to displease Allah Ta'ala? Did we spend it on that which is haram? Buying that which is haram? Did we fulfill the rights of others on Allah? Did we not pay the zakah that is due on the law? So these two things we will be asked about. And also, very, very important, and we'll close with this. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ. This is a good reminder and a good closing for today's khutbah. And what action did he do with what he knew? وَمَاذَا عَمِلَ بِمَا عَلِمَ. What did he act with what he knew? Allah gave him knowledge. He gave each and every one of us the knowledge of Islam and the reality of this world that is perishing, and that the Akhirah is forever, and that this life is temporary, is a test, and that we were put in this world to obey Allah. Allah did not create jinn and mankind except to worship Him. We all know this, that our purpose in this world is a ubudiyyah to Allah, to make the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. But did we act according to this knowledge? We know that we are here to worship Allah, but did we disobey Allah? Did we neglect the knowledge that Allah gave us? So each and every one of us will be asked. Allah will say, I gave you this knowledge. You were Muslim. You knew, your parents taught you. You heard the reminders, but did you act upon them? وَمَاذَا عَمِنَا بِمَاذَا حَلِيمَ. And what did he act in accordance to what he knew? We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to act upon what we learned. May Allah give us the ability to show thankfulness and gratefulness to Him, and to use all of His blessings in a way that's pleasing to Him. May Allah put blessing and barakah in our time, and help us to do things with it that will please Him, and will please us when we see our deeds on the Day of Judgment, when our books are handed to us. May Allah make our youth benefit from the summer, and each and every one of us from our free time. May Allah save us from wasting the time and things that are forbidden. May Allah give us tawfiq to obey Him and to leave this world with a good account of our deeds, inshaAllah ta'ala. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان. في مصر وسوريا واليمن وتونس وفي كل وسائل بلاد المسلمين يا ابن جلال الاكرام. اللهم حبنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قره عين واجعلنا من المتقين اماما. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وتعليمنا محمد واله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوا بكره واصيلا واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين واقيموا الصلاه.
الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه. الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله.
We still want to give you Alhamdulillah. You straighten the line and close it down. Shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. Still want to give you
Allahumma akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله
وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.